Well, hello, my lovely dear listener. So, I saw a request out on GWA that mainly just involved someone making nice, wet, stroking sounds with their cock, as I am wont to do and record, and talking about what I like during sex. And since you know that I am a very conscientious lover, and I want to give you brain-smashingly unbelievable orgasms you will never forget about, and I will. Maybe, for the sake of curiosity, we could talk about what I liked. Maybe during a little sexual encounter between us. It's not gonna be everything, but first, let me get my cock nice. And wet. Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. Oh, and after we'd deeply kissed and undress one another, I'd love you to undo my belt, my pants, and lick your fingers, oh, and just grab and twist the head of my hard throbbing. Just, oh my God. That would just send ecstasy through my body and just ungovernable lust. That's the only way I can describe it for you through me. Oh, when I feel touch of someone's wet hands on the tip of my cock. Fuck. Why the fuck do you think I record so many of these goddamn things? And my hands would be all over your body, touching your beautiful breasts and your curves. You know that desperate start to sex where you just can't figure out how you're going to undress one another or what you want to touch first. While you kissed me and teased the tip of my cock. Oh, I'd unbutton your pants, and I'd slide my hands down the back. Oh, feeling, fuck. Feeling your ass. Oh, and then running my fingers down slowly, just to feel how wet you were for me. Oh, God, that sends those endorphins just fucking coursing throughout my body. Oh, and I tell you to undress. my eyes. And see the pleasure in my face. Oh, as your tongue does wonderful things. But no, I want you to undress for me. And me to peel those panties off of you. Because I get off on owning your pussy. There you go. That's me. Your heavy metal lover. And it starts with that first orgasm, doesn't it? Oh, the longing you feel for someone's tongue. Or their voice, or their cock, or how they make you feel. Oh, it all comes down. It all comes down to that first orgasm, doesn't it? And oh, as you spread your legs for me, God, allow me to kiss your thighs and tease you above your hip bones. And I talk about that in every fucking audio. I mean, come on, who doesn't love that? And not enough men do that. Oh, God. Oh, and then I could just smell your pussy and how fucking just wet it was for me. Oh, and how your lips are dark and swollen for me. Fuck. Oh, just knowing you desire me in that moment. That's a surge that I don't know where I could get it anywhere else. I think any drug that I tried might just be too dangerous and addictive. Then that first look at your desire for me. You and found just the way to make you come, because that's part of the fun, isn't it? Everybody likes it a little bit differently. Everybody likes me to move a little differently. I'm used to you moving maybe just a little bit differently, but finding that perfect way, or that first way to make you come and know that this isn't all talk. This isn't me just fucking around. I know what the fuck I'm doing. And it obviously it's driven home with the second. And of course, I'll tease you and I'll run my fingertips across the right spaces. I know all the fucking erogenous zones. I know where to touch you. And you'll feel fucking phenomenal. But just before you're done refracting, just as you've gotten comfortable in your bliss, that's when I start again. And I go right for it, mouth and tongue locked on your clit. And this time, maybe I'll go a little bit faster. Maybe you'll know that, or you'll start to think that, or really, I hope you think that. Oh God, he might be too much for me to handle. And knowing the look on someone's face when that thought comes across their mind. Fuck. Oh God. Yes, you're looking at yourself in a mirror with me between your thighs. Oh, that you're not going to see, but it's a want. It's a desperation. Oh, it's a surprise. And I would get you there, baby. Maybe I'd slow down just a little bit. Oh, understanding. You need what you need. So that second orgasm, that last guy really just didn't care too much about, well, that one means a lot. Oh, fuck. A lot to me. And then there's the third. And I shouldn't do the third, but this audio is about me. And the third is just... it's just... fuck. It's just to prove a fucking point. By now, I can barely keep my cock out of you. There's nothing more that I want to be doing than just fucking grabbing your hips and thrusting into you and hearing you gasp. Being able to prove that point, that you're dealing with a lover like you haven't had in some time, or maybe two, and you're just very, very lucky, but I'm happy to be here anyway. I am so fucking throbbing fucking hard. Oh, I do love oral foreplay, but this audio is not going to be about that. Well, receiving for me anyway. Fuck. Oh, that third one. Sometimes it takes some doing. Sometimes it takes being gentle. Or if I didn't have to use my fingers for your second. Now, just slowly starting to massage your G-spot. Because your slit is so open for me, from my tongue. God damn. As gentle as I have to be, mind you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That art, that science. Of that third orgasm. The one you didn't necessarily think you were going to be having, or, at the current point, would rather me maybe be feeling me somewhere else, but, I am doing this to prove a point, and to see that look on your face as I do, because, again, that drug, God, I don't know how much it would cost on the street. I would sell every fucking piece of audio equipment I had have. Oh, that look. That look of desperate surprise, somewhat. Not scared, but I don't know what you'd call it. Desire. Oh. As you come that third time, you're losing control of your body. And yeah, I giggle just like I do now. Oh, just to tease you a little bit. Oh, and I'd let you down slow. I'd let you down slow from this one. I'd let you down slow because I'm definitely getting what's coming to me. Oh, I'd let you down slow, and I tease you just a little bit. Oh, to turn what I did almost into a lustful, I don't know, anger that you feel like you have to take out on me. So I lie back. And I would tell you just to ride the living shit out of me. Want you to put your hands on my fucking neck or around my shoulders. Fuck. Oh, fuck. And grip. And I want you to just get that perfect angle where my cock's just rubbing against your G-spot. It's so deep in you. Filling you. Oh, it's the perfect angle. It hurts just a little bit, but it feels so good. Oh, and your hands around my neck, and me driving my fucking hips into you. Fucking controlling your body with my legs a little bit, putting you in the positions that I want. Oh, pulling your delicious, gorgeous breasts to my face. Oh, so I can tease your nipples with my tongue while I fucked you. Oh, grabbing you by the back of your head and pulling you into my lips. Oh, so you can taste your cum on my cock. Fuck. That furious desire you built up is just unrelenting pleasure on my cock. And I'd fucking know. I'd know as you came for me. Because you don't always come from penetration, but you've never had someone warm you up like this before. Oh, as you come for me, and I grab you, and I squeeze you, and I hold you tight. I know it's that orgasm you're never going to fucking forget. But imprinted into your brain. Oh, and I'm enjoying it too. Oh, as I feel you just clench around me. And you, oh, your body shaking, lose control, just grind your hips into me, making sure to stay deep and stroke you nice and slow as my orgasm builds. You can feel it. That slight tingle I get. Oh, and my thighs. Oh, and my legs. Up through my cock. My balls. Fuck. And I just tell you to keep fucking riding me. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. And sex isn't pretty, you know that. We're sweating on one another. Covered in each other's fluids, but God, when you're desperately fucking the cum out of my cock, and we are sweaty and covered in each other's fucking fluids. That's the smell of fucking sex. I don't know if I'd want to wear it as my everyday fragrance, but God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. God damn it. Fuck. Oh, baby. As I got you at that perfect fucking angle. And just told you, don't stop. And you'd see the look in my eyes. And you, no matter how tired you were from fucking the shit out of me, you wouldn't stop. Oh, until I got there. Until I fucking got there. Oh, when I tell you, let me fill your pussy with my cum. Can I fill your pussy with my cum? Oh, you'd acquiesce, of course. Oh, goddamn. Fuck. Coming inside you, fuck. Maybe you had your fifth, maybe sixth orgasm. I've had one very, very satisfying one. And I know, oh, that the way we just fucked, baby. And yeah, you know how sweet I am. I'll give you all. You would. Oh, and I love just feeling you twitch around me. Oh, when your body is just exhausted and you can't move. Oh, and it seems like the only muscles you can move in your body. Oh, are those little ones. Those little Kegel muscles in your pussy. Oh, and you can hear my cum just dripping out of you. God, that moment before I suck my cum out of your pussy and spit it back into your mouth. That smell, that feeling for both of us. Oh, goddamn. That's sex for me, ladies.